हरे कृष्णा। सो कृष्णा वेरी वेरी नाइसली एक्सप्लेन्ड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल कॉन्सेप्ट्स ऑफ सोल एंड देन आफ्टर एक्सप्लेनिंग ऑल दैट कृष्णा सेड दैट ओके इफ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड ऑल दिस द हायर सब्जेक्ट मैटर्स स्टिल एज अ क्षत्रिय यू शुड डू योर ड्यूटी विदाउट हेजिटेशन। देन आफ्टर टेलिंग दिस कृष्णा टेल्स दैट इफ यू फाइट वॉट विल यू गेट। If you fight, you'll get the kingdom. And even if you lose on the battlefield, if you die on the battlefield, what will happen? Swarga dwara pavritam, the doors of Swarga will be open. Now Krishna is going to speak about what will happen if you don't fight. And Krishna is going to speak this elaborately in four verses, starting from 33. So let's see the first verse now, Shloka number 33.
अथ चेत्त्वम् इमं धर्म्यं संग्रामं न करिष्यसि तथा स्वधर्मं कीर्तिं च हित्वा पापं अवाप्स्यसि।
सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग अथ चेत्त्वम् इफ यू न करिष्यसि इफ यू डू नॉट परफॉर्म व्हाट इमं धर्म्यं संग्रामं इफ यू डोंट परफॉर्म योर रिलीजियस ड्यूटी of fighting, tatha, then, papam avapsyasi, the sins will overcome you. You will incur sins for that, for neglecting your duties. And, swadharmam kirtim cha hitva, you will lose your reputation as what? As a fighter. In this way, Krishna is telling that two things will happen if you don't fight. First, you will incur sins. Second, you lose your reputation. Let's understand Arjuna's situation. Arjuna's status, basically. So when it comes to Arjuna, he has fought with so many great personalities. So once what happened is, Lord Shiva and Parvati, they were dressed very nicely as hunters and they were there in the forest. And Arjuna was also there. And somehow, a fight ensued between the two, Lord Shiva and Arjuna. And guess what? Arjuna defeated Lord Shiva. This is the great power of Arjuna. He was a great warrior, no doubt about that. So he defeated Lord Shiva. And Shiva was so pleased. Lord Shiva was so pleased with Arjuna that he gave a very, very wonderful astra, which Prabhupada is mentioning here. Pashupata astra. Very, very famous astra. Very, very famous weapon. So Lord Shiva gave that. And then we also hear about Dronacharya. Arjuna was the favorite student of Dronacharya. To such an extent, Dronacharya gave him a special weapon by which Arjuna could kill even Dronacharya. And then we also hear about Lord Indra, now who is supposed to be the father of Arjuna. Even he was pleased with Arjuna in so many ways and he bestowed Arjuna with so many celestial weapons. And if we remember, in the previous chapter we discussed about Agnidev giving his chariot to Arjuna and various other weapons. So in this way we understand Arjuna is such a great warrior, and his fame is all around. He's famous, you know, for his strength, he's famous for his skills, he's famous for his character. And now, Krishna is saying that this fame, O Arjuna, this fame will be shattered if you don't fight. So better you fight. Now, if you remember, in first chapter, 36th shloka, Arjuna, he started telling Krishna,
Papam eva shreyadasman hatvaitanatatainaha.
So, Krishna said, they are all aggressors, kill them. And Arjuna is like, we shouldn't kill these aggressors. What will happen? Sins will overcome us. And here Krishna is saying, if you don't kill them, what will happen? Very beautiful line. Papam avapsyasi. Sins, you will incur sins. So it's not that by fighting you will incur sins, but by not fighting you are going to incur sins, O Arjuna. So in this way, Krishna very nicely, he's saying that you have to fight. If you don't fight, you will incur sins. And second, you will gain lot of infamy. Basically, your status, your fame will all be destroyed. And here, Prabhupada very beautifully writes that he neglect his specific duty as a Kshatriya, but he would lose all his fame and good name and thus prepare his royal road to hell. He would go to hell not by fighting, but by withdrawing from the battle. Now, this is regarding Arjuna. Not following his dharma, he will incur sins. When it comes to all of us also, in this age of Kali Yuga, sin is very normal. Sin, doing sin, sinful activities is in fashion. Everyone is used to. So, if we are not engaged in doing dharma, dharmic activities, that is, devotional activities, what will happen? Naturally, we will commit sins. Naturally. We need not endeavor to commit sins. It's very natural. It's almost like a river flowing. So if we don't follow dharma, it will be like, you know, normally we'll flow with the river, the flow of this world of committing sins. So it's very important for all of us to make sure that we are always engaged in devotional activities, especially chanting, reading Bhagavad Gita, understanding Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, listening to the discourses on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, engaging ourselves in various services, like worshipping the Lord, cooking for the Lord, and so on and so forth. Somehow the other, yena kena prakarena, somehow the other, we have to make sure that we are engaged in devotional activities, or we should be ready to incur lots of sins because of doing sinful activities. Very beautifully, Shukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj. He's saying, Kaler dosha nide rajan, asti eko mahan guna, Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajet. So Shukadeva Goswami is saying, oh Maharaj Parikshit, this Kali Yuga is full of faults, no doubt about that. Kaler dosha nide rajan. But there is one very wonderful quality. What is that? Kirtanad eva krishnasya. Anyone who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What happens to that person? Mukta Sanga Param Vrajet. That person becomes eligible to break the cycle of birth and death. So now we have to decide what we are willing to do. Are we willing to commit sins? Or are we willing to follow dharma? So it's up to us. And here Krishna is recommending all of us, follow dharma. Now, in the next verse again, Krishna is going to tell and focus on the point that what else will happen if you don't fight, O Arjuna? And also Krishna will tell us that what will happen if we don't follow our dharma. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz, and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.